This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Coronavirus cases in the United States topped 8 million Friday. AP's Mike Kempton reports that cases are on the rise in 44 states.
Many of the biggest surges have occurred in the Midwest and Great Plains, where there has been a resistance to wearing masks and other precautions, and where the virus is considered only a big city problem. According to Johns Hopkins University, new cases in the U.S. have increased in the past 2 weeks from an average of about 40,000 a day to an average of more than 52,000 a day. Deaths are climbing in 30 states, but responses to the surge in the hardest hit states have varied from raising the risk level to doing nothing. I'm Mike Hempen.
The world's largest randomized trial of COVID-19 treatments found conclusive evidence that remdesivir, drug used to treat U.S. President Trump when he fell ill, has little or no effect on serious cases. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The WHO has announced the long-awaited results of a six-month trial that endeavored to see if existing drugs might have an effect on the coronavirus. The study, which is not peer-reviewed, found the drug treatments tested, which included remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine, had little or no effect on whether or not patients died within about a month or whether hospitalized patients recovered. The results are in sharp contrast to a large study in the US which found remdesivir shortened the time to recovery by about 5 days on average. I'm Charles de la Desma.
And Gilead Sciences is questioning the findings of a World Health Organization study which concludes its COVID-19 drug remdesivir does not help patients who have been admitted to the hospital.